Welcome to the Leadership with Bianna Kovic show, and thank you for being with us. Our topic, leadership, focuses on leaders such as yourselves. We believe that leadership is a skill that can be learned through practice and awareness. It is our hope that our conversation will help you become more reflective when it comes to your own leadership practices and enable you to leave a positive legacy. Our very special guest is Sharon Rose. Sharon is the director and producer of the forthcoming documentary series, Quantum Chi, The Taoist Art of Nurturing Life. Sharon is also the producer and host of the Qigong Global Summit for the Shift Network. She is the co-founder of the Sacred Mysteries Productions, a filmmaker, choreographer, composer, author, teacher, and a healer. Sharon, welcome to the show.
It's such a pleasure to be with you today.
Sharon, I'm very excited to have you on my show. You're the director and producer of the forthcoming documentary series called Quantum Chi, The Taoist Art of Nurturing Life. And I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit about it.
As you probably are aware, as most people are, we're living in very stressful times. And what I'm seeing around me is a lot of the media projecting fear on people and divisiveness. And 3 years ago, I began the process of this documentary series. And if you look back into the Taoist teachings come out of ancient China. And they're all about, you've probably heard these words, yin and yang, about balancing the dark and the light, the day and the night. And due to all of these incredible teachings and exercises, practices, meditations that are out of this Taoist tradition, the healing tradition of what's called Qigong, you learn to find that really beautiful place within yourself and stand in your own center. And learn what they call self-empowerment, and also really energetically learn to heal yourself. These teachings bring a real knowledge of how to take care of yourself. And no matter what age you are, no matter what physical condition you are, there are practices to help you. Many people, of course, know acupuncture. Acupuncture is, you know, one of the modalities that are part of the Taoist teachings. And these, in some ways, some of the movements are almost like doing self-acupuncture. They're just so good for us and keep us in what is called this flow state. And the flow state is something that when everything seems to be going wonderfully in your life and you're just happy and all good things are happening, your job, things are good there, and your family, everybody's happy and healthy, that's where it brings you. So I've been absorbed in bringing forth this series that really teaches so many of the essential components of these practices and this philosophy, which is a philosophy I'm sure everybody's familiar with, martial arts. And then there's Tai Chi, which is part of that. Well, this Qigong, what I'm focused on essentially in this series, is the foundational practice for all of martial arts. It's where the martial artists learn to understand and use their energy in a very positive way.
So for the folks who don't know much about Qigong or Tai Chi, can you just tell us a little bit more about these practices?
Yes, Qigong, it's a moving meditation. And then there's inner quiet meditation too. But the movements are all related to the energy of the body and all designed to bring Qi, which is called life force energy, into the body and release all this old stagnant chi that no longer serves us. So you really learn to understand many aspects of your being, from the physical, from how your organs are functioning, to the emotional, how each organ actually holds the potential for negative and positive emotions. For example, your liver holds anger. And what's interesting, if you look at people who are alcoholics, a lot of them hold a lot of anger. And of course, what would they take? The alcohol. And what does the alcohol affect? It affects their liver, makes a weak liver. But I have seen with these practices, people can to release this anger and help to really heal their liver. The lungs hold grief. and sadness. And so there are these wonderful practices, and they use sound and they use movement that bring the healing light of qi, of this energy, into your lungs and then release that sadness. You know, it works with the physical body and all your endocrine system, your nervous system. And for people who are very anxious, there are practices that are just so good for calming anxiety and bringing you back to this grounded, centered place. Qigong and the Taoist practices are known for helping people to achieve very long and healthy lives.
And for me, it seems to be your awareness. You become more aware to what's going on within your body and, you know, around you as well. So you can react more in tune.
You know, in this series, I have some of the leading Qigong teachers in the world who have done a lot of work in alternative health for many, many, many years. So Dr. Roger Yonker, who's an associate producer on the series, his work has been with the Veterans Administration, working a lot with post-traumatic stress disorder, people that have immune disorders, you know, like fibromyalgia or Parkinson's. And they found with a lot of research, because I've also talked to, you know, people who've had grants to do research from the National Institute of Health, that these practices have really an amazing efficacy in helping people with these conditions that sometimes the regular medical establishment will call incurable. Because it's not just about giving someone a pill or they give you a test. When you go to a Chinese doctor or a Qigong teacher, they're looking at the whole person. And that's a very, very different perspective than just, you know, oh, their stomach hurts, let's give them a stomach test, which can be very helpful. But I think with this Eastern medicine, I think that could really bring this alternative health into the mainstream. The government will save a lot of money. Each individual will save a lot of money. And I think we'll have a happier and healthier world.
So how do you bring that into a workplace? You know, how do you bring that when you work with a team that's overly stressed out? You know, deadlines are piling up.
Yeah, it starts with very simple breathing exercises, things you can do that people wouldn't even realize. You know, you're sitting in the chair and you're stressed out, and there are specific exercises. There's a nerve that called the vagus nerve, and it really connects from your brain down into your gut. And when you get anxious, many of us, when we get anxious, we feel this like knot in our stomach. And so there's an exercise of breathing where, you know, you're breathing in like slowly to 8 counts. And then you're breathing out at least twice as long. And just that whole exercise helps calm that nerve, which helps calm the nervous system. But once you get into all these movement exercises, and it's all about drinking in this healing energy from nature, it really connects you with what we call the outer nature of the world, you know, which we really are losing connection to. Everybody's sitting at their desk. We live in this world of virtual. And this is a way to gather this energy from nature to help heal your body and your emotions. And it will calm and quiet your thoughts, because as we know, your thoughts can drive the emotions, and the emotions can drive the thoughts. And before you know it, you're in this tornado kind of a fear and you don't know how to get out. Well, these simple practices can really help find that place of serenity.
And even if you're like me, I live in New York City, I think what you might say to folks that they can leave their office and go to Central Park or just step out of that office environment and just kind of change it.
I think that's wonderful. But also just in your office, you could do these movements even in your mind and just sit back for a moment and close your eyes and just, you know, imagine that you're doing them, or imagine that you're in nature and keep breathing deeply and letting go and letting go and letting go. And you'll find that that's very beneficial. I mean, also these teachings are very good from people who were like about to have a job interview, and that they use these techniques and they did a great job because they felt empowered And if you look at the commercials and you look at what's going on, it's like they're always telling you that you're not good enough, you're sick, there's a problem with you. It's all based on fear. And these things are really giving you these means to understand the beauty in who you are and the power you have and what you can do not only for yourself, because once you have that self-empowerment, then you can help others. And that's why I have spent 3 years of my life working to create this documentary series, which I believe that Qigong, because of its ability to impact even people who are lying in bed, they can still use these techniques to bring energy and visualize themselves healed and all of that, that I think it has the potential to be even more popular than yoga has.
And just for the folks that, you know, might say to you, you know, I think that's all good, but I don't have time. People are constantly coming to me at work and I just really don't even have time to go to restroom. I assume that at one point you just have to create that space for yourself and kind of give yourself that mental break or even input into your schedule to make it happen, right?
Oh, of course. You can just sit there and breathe for 5 minutes. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the chi coming up from the earth through your feet into your body. There's a lot of meditative aspects of it that nobody would know you're doing. And it could be very helpful. It's just we live in this mindset that is not health-oriented. It's illness-oriented. I think it was Marianne Williamson and Tulsi. They both said that we're living in sick care, not health care. It's all about everybody being sick and giving you the pill that's going to cover up what's going on, and then that pill has all these side effects. I mean, it's interesting. In ancient China, they used to pay the doctor only if the person was well. They paid the doctor to keep the people well. And we have the opposite. So what if we had that world where doctors' job was to give people tools that they could really take care of themselves? And, you know, it's also how we look at things. If we want to be well, we have to want to feel healthy and not be stuck in our victimhood, which is the media is always projecting that everyone is a victim. We get addicted to the news. We get addicted to horror movies. But what if we could take the time for ourselves, be with our families and be with our friends and enjoy our lives and not be so caught up in this life?
And it seems to me bring more balance, bring more things that's going to make you whole rather than make you ill.
Exactly. Dr. Yonka, who's done the work with the Veterans Administration, I mean, he says we could save millions and millions of dollars on healthcare if we could focus our attention on health.
So it actually helps your focus as well. So your productivity essentially goes up in the workplace, right?
Exactly. I've seen it. You know, where they're bringing in these, you know, alternatives like yoga and meditation have been brought into certain workplaces, you know, corporations, and the people seem much happier.
So the documentary series will be out when, Sharon?
Well, at the moment, I am doing a crowdfunder and sending out, you know, my first episode to distributors. And we'll see how this goes. But if anybody's interested, they could go to quantumqimovie.com. That's quantumqimovie.com. And you can read all about it, who's in it. You can see some beautiful trailers. We have a lot of very unusual, this is part of the art aspect, animations that really show you how this life force energy moves within the body. And now we're working on ones that show how it moves between us. So if you're angry at someone, what does that look like energetically? How is it that affecting them? And if you're, you know, in love, how does that look? Because I feel if people could really start to understand that we're more than these physical bodies, that we have these emotions and we can work to smooth out these emotions, it would help us all.
So it's interesting what you mentioned. You said that if you are angry at someone, that that actually impacts that person at a psychic level, right? So if you have a boss that's constantly mad, then that it's a huge actually impact on you, on your health, on your performance.
Oh, of course. If you're in a relationship in which this person is yelling at you all the time and you're like very sensitive, women especially who are like trained to be nurturers, but if you're with this in some kind of relationship, and the person is frustrated and angry and yelling at you all the time. In a certain sense, they're sucking your energy if you give it to them. You have to learn in that how to have boundaries. And this is something that these teachings learn how to distinguish between your own energy and theirs and have a boundary so that, you know, if you're going to stay with this person, then they can't just drain you. So the empowering part of it is very helpful in learning how to stand your ground. It's hard for many people to just say, no, I'm not going to accept this. And that's because we're all taught we're victims and we can't overcome these things, but we can.
What about for the folks that are working that their paycheck depends on the mean bosses? You know, if they say no, they can get fired tomorrow.
I'll tell you something. If it's really affecting their health in a terrible way, they should look for another job. But otherwise, these teachings help you to find this calm place in yourself. So maybe you have a mean boss, but maybe somehow as you start to do these things and learn how to relax, maybe it won't impact you that way. And maybe, you know, you will have a certain kind of energy that it will help them. And maybe you can help calm them down if they're mad and angry. And, you know, we all are living in a very challenging time where what's expected of us is just over the top. And so anything we can do to help ourselves relax into life would be beneficial.
That's an interesting word, to relax into life.
Yeah. I know that people, you know, they come home from work and they just turn on the TV because they want to zone out. But even if you could take, you know, 10 minutes before you go to bed or when you wake up in the morning and just do, you know, these gentle stretches and breath exercises and movements and feel the life-affirming energy that is there for all of us, it can have a very, very beneficial effect throughout every aspect of your life.
I just want to a little bit move away and talk about the TCM. And I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit about it as well.
TCM is traditional Chinese medicine. And so traditional Chinese medicine is what acupuncture and herbs and diet and Qigong and Tai Chi is involved with that. And it's a whole system that's been, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years old in China and then now throughout the world. That is really one of the accepted in the alternative world. More and more of even Western doctors are starting to acknowledge that it can be beneficial. And, you know, it deals with not only the physical body, but with the emotions. And it goes all the way out to your spirit and your life force. I mean, it's all based on your life energy, you know, how much energy you have. And as so many of us know, that particularly the emotional issues, which are all tied with our thoughts, if they're negative, they drain us. And so how do we transmute this negative into the positive and let go of these stresses and worries and compulsive thoughts and addictive activities that have taken over our life? Well, we have power with our mind to overcome this, but it takes a commitment.
And every day you have to take time to release and to take care of yourself. So take care of whatever you've gone through the day so that you can hopefully release the energy that you don't want to bring to the next day.
Exactly. Because personally, I can tell you, because I'm a very emotional person. Emotions have been my challenge my whole life. And I find that these teachings have been helping me tremendously, because when you start to do these practices, you actually find this place of relaxation within yourself. And then as you use your discipline mind and you do them even 10 minutes a day, that plate, you start to, like, instead of being addicted to the negative, you start to be kind of like, wow, I feel really good. And you start to want more of that. And because you can get that through doing these practices yourself, and you don't need a doctor to tell you, I mean, you learn them, but then they're yours. Then you start to feel that this feels great and you want to do more.
But I think the key is to practice, right? You can't drop the practice.
Right. That is the key. You know, it's the same with your diet. I mean, TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, diet is a very big part of it. And we get addicted to all kinds of things, especially if we're depressed. I mean, so many of us, you get depressed, what do you want? Food. Especially sugar or coffee. And coffee hurts your adrenals. You know, everything in moderation is fine. That's part of it. But I know people that drink 6 cups of coffee a day and they're just like shaking. So maybe their mind might be clear, but it's affecting their body. You know, they call it holistic medicine because it's looking at the whole person and looking at all the factors and what you can do to help change that.
And any final thoughts for us, for the folks that are listening?
We're living in very confusing times. And in the end, we all want to feel good. We all want to feel healthy. And we want our families to feel healthy, and we want our communities to feel healthy. And so to me, if we could really start to focus on releasing the negative thoughts and bringing in the positive, Dr. Effie Chow, who's one of the people in the series, who's 85, and she says we need to have 8 hugs a day and 3 belly aching laughs. And that we have to really think positive. And I know that's hard when you're being constantly, but positive thoughts and positive feelings and unconditional love will help us as a species and as individuals. And so that's why I've been so absorbed in these teachings and doing whatever I can to bring these teachings forth for humanity. Because I really feel that with it, we can come to a very different balance and harmonious place in ourselves and with each other.
And how can people contact you, again, find the documentary? I know you mentioned it's online.
You go to quantumqimovie.com, which is quantumqimovie.com. Or we have a very active Facebook page, and we have a Facebook group, and that's all positive. Just go there. I only put positive quotes, uplifting quotes, joyous quotes, and beautiful trailers. And that is facebook.com/quantumqi, Quantumqi.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for being a guest.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you very much for giving me the time to speak about something that is so dear to my heart.
Thank you. Our very special guest was Sharon Rose, the director and producer of the documentary series Quantumqi, The Taoist Art of Nurturing Life. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Leadership with Bianna Kovic show. Remember that you're all leaders in your own rights, and the impact that you're meant to achieve starts with small acts of kindness, curiosity, and generosity. Please give us a like and subscribe to our channel. Thank you again, and until next time.